Undressing the Message-Driven Art of a Feminist. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Hannah Wilkie is known in contemporary art for a couple of styles that she employed, both on the page and on a pedestal. She is often naked in her latex sculptures or self-portrait photographs as art of her exploration of the female body. Some of her works are more familiar than others, but it's the lesser-known stuff that's getting some attention in a new exhibit going on through early July at Mark Selwyn Fine Art. And Hunter Johioska-Philip is here to talk about it. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
What do we know about Hannah Wilkie?
Okay, New York-born, educated at Tyler School of Fine Art in Philadelphia, where she studied ceramics. And that use of clay, that physicality, really contributed to the way her sculpture evolves, using latex and other forms that are soft rather than hard.
But she did more than just sculpting, right? She put things on paper as well.
Well, the work you're going to see in this show, which is in part why the show is so interesting, is sort of Hannah Wilkie before Hannah Wilkie. I mean, people really mostly know the self-portrait photographs, or they might know the big latex wall sculptures. But these are all the drawings that she did in the mid-60s. They're very gestural, they're very loose, and they're very, very beautiful. I mean, she studied traditional fine art practice, and she is really someone who could remember the impact of the abstract expressionists. They are abstract, but you can see there these convex female and phallic forms that are integrated in they're mostly black and white in this show. There are some that are these soft, dark graphite on white rice paper, and the empty space, the negative space, seems to have a kind of dimensionality to it. Really, you can see in these drawings how she became really known better for her sculpture.
It's always fascinating to me, especially when it pertains to art and different media, in that drawing is very different from sculpting, right? I mean, and you really have to be attentive to both and be able to do separate things while you're doing both things, right?
Well, and I think that many artists have a gift for one or the other. But as I said earlier, it's the ceramic training that really contributed to her work in this area. And in the early 70s, not to take away from her, but she was involved with Klaus Oldenburg, who was also doing sculpture made out of soft materials. And soft sculpture was a bit in the air. But what's different about Wilkie is she made it so much about the female body. And she was kind of an icon of the feminist art movement of the 1970s. And you really see that in this show more in her sculptures.
Are there some later works as well? You mentioned her stuff from the 60s and the drawings. What about her later stuff as she went into the 70s and even the 80s?
Well, there are three of them in this show. There are three of these big ceramic pieces that are from the 70s, about 2 feet long, maybe a foot high. And they're a kind of technique that she specialized in. She just folded over a slab of clay so that the seam actually is very vulvic. It refers to the female form quite specifically, sexual in that way, not erotic, sexual. Very bold for their time. And the three pieces in this show are a great anchor to the other work.
What about her later years? She passed away in 1993, right?
Well, and fairly young, I mean, in the early 50s. And what is interesting is she was quite a beautiful woman. And her self-portraits were always interesting because it's controversial because she's also almost like a model. She was so beautiful. And after the diagnosis of lymphoma, she continued to photograph herself deteriorating, losing her physical beauty. And you really see in these pictures, you know, how there's a fascination there with the mystery of the human body and its vulnerability. But there's great joy in the show because you also see the beginning of her creative journey.
Sounds really beautiful. Hannah Wilkie, drawings and sculpture at Mark Selwyn Fine Art through July 7th. And you can see more of it, by the way, at the KCRW blog at kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Drohioska-Philip, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.